The Duluth News Conference was one of just four stops for NRA chief lobbyist Chris Cox. He announced plans to spend $20 million to support President Bush.
States that are targeted states have, you know, large numbers of hunters, large numbers of gun owners, and we will be working to reach out to all of them through a variety of different ways to make sure they know the truth about John Kerry.
Cox says the ads will be less pro-Bush and more anti-Kerry, who they call the Cape Cod fraud.
Kerry says he's a hunter, but he's voted to ban deer hunting ammunition. Unlike President Bush, he's voted to close off hundreds of thousands of acres to hunters. He voted to commend Rosie O'Donnell shortly after she said that gun owners should be put in jail.
That's a distortion of Kerry's record, according to Douglas County Kerry coordinator Dan Hanula. He says Kerry voted for what he calls sensible gun control, like the ban on assault weapons.
As a sportsman myself, I really don't know how assault weapon can be used for deer hunting or something like that.
Hanula says hunters and outdoors people should care more about Kerry's support of the environment and conservation. He says that's a weakness that leaves the president vulnerable.
We're not going to be able to do much hunting and angling if the streams are dirty and there are no decent fields and forests to go to hunt game.
Meanwhile, Cox says they'll get their message out through magazine ads, mail, phone banks, radio, TV, rallies, billboards, and newspaper ads. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.